Blog Talk Radio. Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
When I'm with you, curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind so amazed by the words you speak, feel so safe in your arms, all my fears melt away. But
from the same. That's what I'm getting at. So here's the thing, is yeah. See, that's the balance. Here's the balance. Yeah, when you know, God said that they will teach us, but you know, the whole, He puts our mandates in our heart. Yeah, we're gonna call the Holy Ghost. But I gotta confirm something. He uses two or three to establish them. If you don't have one or two to three, at least one, preferably two, better three people that you are able to consult with that will tell you to your face or in the phone, whatever, the truth, not tickle your ears, not tell you what you want to hear, but tell you, hold on, Eddie, are you nuts? That, where does it show me that in the Bible? Because I know that's not there. Why'd you say that? Why'd you do that? That will confront me and allow me to examine the things I'm doing. Then you're really not, you need fellowship, because paper can't sharpen iron. All right? So we need sharp, hard people. And, you know, and again, find two or three that will be in the corner. You don't have to be, we're going to fellowship whatever, but the boxer, and I remember, it comes to my mind all the time. When you're a boxer, you have two or three people in your corner, you're cutting it. You know, when you come back there, oh, it's okay, and he whooped you, you're bloody in your face. The my manager in my corner is saying, well, it's okay, and you're doing your best. Just go out there and do what you can. No, Eddie, put your hands up. You're getting whooped. He's whipping you out there. You need to get your hands up. You're a bloody mess. Look at you. Go out there and fight. You know what I mean? That's what you need to hear, right, in the corner. That's what we need to hear as Christians. We need to exhort one another. Except people, please. Gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, Jesus said that, judge not lest you be judged.
Yeah.
But if you go on and read that, he says that to take the plank out of your eye, and so many of us, and I'm going to say myself too, have gotten to a place where you don't want to take the plank. I mean, the